Hallelujah. Now, shall we one more time lift up our two hands to heaven? No one is qualified for the next without thanking God for the last. Would you give God thanks for all His goodness over your life and my life since we came on this ground? The outbreak of light we have experienced, the touch of Jesus on our lives, in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. We look at pathways to assessing impartation of the spirit of faith. The mystery behind the believer's dominion. No force from hell can dominate faith. It has capacity to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. One of the prophetic signposts of Shiloh is to subdue the land which connotes dominion. And the land was subdued before them. Alain Provide to Taswak. So you're living here with a seal of dominion on your forehead. Dominion is only possible with the spirit of faith at work. The long list of the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 were men and women that manifested dominion, raw dominion, in their various territories. Everything God does comes through the channel of faith. We are saved by grace through faith. We are healed by faith through faith. We overcome by faith, by grace through faith. Grace can't deliver outside of faith. Amekutisiano, petiano ya. The impartation has started. And the Spirit entered into me when He spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Therefore, get set for the impartation of the spirit of faith that will give you a place in hard times. You will dominate hard times. You will subdue hard times. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Through faith, they subdued situations and circumstances.
They must send anybody into the den of lions.
God delivered Daniel because he believed in his God. That wicked situation was subdued.
Anyone will not battle this great enemy, we're going to burn him to ashes.
Okay. Through faith, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego subdued the fiery furnace.
We are in need because we don't know what we need.
Believers are likely in need because they don't know what they need.
But today, see the need for the seeds of faith to come alive in you.
To come alive in you and secure your place in destiny.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a big hand, guys, Jesus.
Pathways to accessing impartation of the spirit of faith.
Ecclesiastes 10:15, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because he knows not how to get at where he wants to go to.
There's such a presence here this morning, that will make today a day you'll never forget in a hurry.
This virtue is same across generations.
And we having the same spirit of faith, the same, it hasn't changed.
We believe, therefore, I believe, and therefore have I spoken.
We also believe, and therefore speak. The same spirit of faith.
The same spirit of faith.
The same.
One generation shall serve you to another and declare your mighty works.
Generational transmissions.
Same.
Same.
Paul was writing to show this. He said, I believe that the faith that in you, Timothy, first dwelt in your grandmother, and then in your mother, and now it's in you.
2 Timothy 1, number 5. What you are going to tap into today will go down through your generation.
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, unshakable faith, raw Bible faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that's the faith working in you now.
My God.
So it has generational passage.
Generational transmission.
We are returning with that.
We are called to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Jude verse 3.
And so, Elisha contended for the faith that was in Elijah.
Get back from here. I won't let you go as your soul lives. I won't let you go. I won't let you go. I must get it.
I won't let you go.
When I was going to access this treasure, Satan said, is he going? He mustn't go. My mechanic went.
took the car for maintenance. And on the way back from maintenance, the car caught fire on the way. 2 days more for me to travel. The devil thought I would have attention for that. I never had time. I had 2 days. I never had time to see it. I was gunning for something. I was gunning for a treasure. Far beyond the car. Now, hear this counsel. Stay absolutely focused. There is no way you can encounter transparency without being genuinely focused. If you see me when I'm caught up, if you don't forget it. So I was in Tulsa. So I never knew who sat by my right or who sat by my left. I've shared that several times. I can't remember the name of the hotel in my life, and I do remember quite a few things. I can remember where I knelt down and prayed in 1970. That Lord, whatever I will need to suffer when I'm old, need to bear when I'm old, let me bear it now. It's better to carry luggage when you are young. I can remember that place. I can't remember. I said, not when I came back, when I was there. I didn't remember the name. Suddenly, I saw the face of Kenneth Hagin transfigured with my eyes, my own eyes. I wasn't sleeping. Intense focus. I'm okay, my king in Canada. I never wrote a thing, sir. Electric. Came in. I was sobbing uncontrollably, and I love to comport myself properly. I was uncomfortable. And the Lord said to me, my son David, the baton has been passed over to you. You better know what you are here for this morning and fix your eyes. Sir, I believe anything literally that God says, anything. I don't have any problem with it. I'll be this tabernacle in 1 year. Yes, let's go. That's not quoting scriptures. That's a grace working inside you that will make you take that step and not have a shaking. You don't have a budget for it. How dare you? And then you'll be first tabernacle. I mean, what is it? Covenant University in 7 months. And brought in 1,500 students. Residents in the hostess. House of residents. Park hospital. How? Road network. Sewage. Drainage. 7 months. The spirit of faith enables to believe all things that comes after the mouth of God, all things, without a shaking on your inside, without saying it outside and then going inside. What did I say really? Am I okay? No shaking. It's not what I see today. I've been in the midst of visible death. And my wife was in quite some of them, and we hear me say, relax. Do what?
Relax.
Death. Death knows that we are not the same class. Relax. Relax. You are among the people chopping snacks when the plane had issue. Relax. Relax. That faith puts you to rest in the midst of storms. That's what they call dominion. Put you to rest in the midst of storms. You are getting a treasure that no skill under heaven can assess. No strength, no capacity under heaven can assess. Stay focused. As if you are the only one here. Be there. There's always a catching of moment in a prophetic service like this. Don't check your time. Where are you going? The spirit of faith is the same for all generations. Every time we gather, we have the spirit of just men with us, operating in certain individuals' lives. Here I come to Mount Zion, Hebrews 12, 22-24. The city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. To the church of the firstborn, to Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Paul said, when you gather together, and my spirit with you. The spirit of just men made perfect. The spirit of just men made perfect. Operating now in folks that are gathered together in church. Years ago, I was in a Asaba and I told the people, I said, in the morning service, I said, last night, Egan spoke to you. This morning, Copeland will speak to you. I was consciously wearing the cloak. No guesswork. Most of my sons here would not believe. I didn't see my notes when I was ministering to you at Minister's Conference 2 days ago. My note was not coming into my system. No, did you know it?
No.
You can't know it. Le Pokiki Kano. Sir, it's the wisest way to go. Know that these things are available and accessible. They are available and accessible. People struggle a lot. The spirit of faith puts you above struggles, above stress, above strain, above fear. Why do we need the spirit of faith? That is the most dreaded weapon to the devil. The most dreaded weapon. That is number one target in battle. To seize your faith is to make you a victim. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? So faith will be under the most severe attack. Sir, word of faith will not be adequate. You will need spirit of faith to deal with it. Word of faith will need to gather scriptures to fight. Spirit of faith responds spontaneously, supernaturally. Spontaneously, supernaturally. Spontaneously, supernaturally. You are in the plane and you have boom. That's the time to quote scriptures. That's the time to Take command. You may continue on speeches and go on one side. But the spirit of faith comes alive in you and says, please, stay, like the master would do. We are going to torment death, oh, death. The last enemy that will make my life humiliated is death. 1 Corinthians 15:26, the last. You tell somebody who said that, he will just jump over here. Quickly, dress up, we are going somewhere. You won't pray, just call. Lazarus, come forth. Our next meeting is in Ibadan. Death will be humiliated. As the spirit of faith comes alive, comes alive. Thank God for the word of faith. It brought us to where we are. But we're moving forward. Go on that mountain long enough. Moving forward. Word of faith can stand the storms of the day. You need the spirit of faith. Amen. Everybody needs it. That's what I think the Bible calls the shield of faith. The capacity to quench all fiery darts of the devil. All. Put them under control. None can misbehave. Somebody's story is changing. Can I have you say with me, this is my day at last? Thank you, Jesus. And that's why, because faith delivers maximally by law. So Satan wants to douse your love for God so he can weaken your faith and take advantage of such individuals. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24:12. And faith works by law. So if I can't get at your faith, let me get at your law. That will make your faith ineffectual. And profit you nothing. Because the love of God that empowers faith for maximum delivery has been tampered with. Sir, I've not had God to blame for once, for anything I had to go through. It hasn't come to my imagination that I see what God is doing to me once in my life by virtue of this grace at work. But it was interesting to know that all the time my wife went through that ordeal, it never occurred to me once that she died. No one. And you know how early that is? I never prayed against them. Because it's not dying. The champion how was going to emerge. The champion how was about to emerge. Everybody needs the spirit of faith to prevail in these hard times of uncertainties. To quench the arrow of pestilences. Pandemic. The just shall live by faith, no matter the horror in the environment. The spirit of faith has capacity to put you on top of circumstances. Any day, any time, anywhere. I wasn't putting you to risk during COVID-19. There was nothing risky only faith me. I knew it's impossible for COVID-19 to prevail. Darkness can't prevail where light is. And we triumphed over it gloriously without scratch. In the same way, no matter the terror of the hour, with this treasure at work in you today, you prevail without stress. Thank you, Jesus. 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 All hell is today out against the faith of the saints, so as to receive the fulfillment of God's end time agenda. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand, Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3, until I made the enemy their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of strength out of Zion, rule down in the midst of the enemy. They are going to rule. He's threatened. Now, chapter 7 of Hebrews, Daniel, verse 27. And all the kingdoms under heaven, all the kingdoms, shall be given to the saints of the Most High God, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. All the kingdoms under the whole heaven. So Satan is king. And it takes the spirit of faith to make it happen. You can't manufacture it. It's the same spirit. All through generations. Can't manufacture it. Satan is scared. And the kingdom. And the dominion. And the greatness of the kingdom. Under the whole heaven. Shall be given. So the people of the saints of the Most High God, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve it. Satan is king. What? For it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations. And it's been posted to be the God of this world all these years. He's been posting like that. God of this world. We're going to torment him. And our principal armor is the spirit of faith. The principal armor to subdue this kingdom and take them over in the spirit of faith. Emotika o palintos shianeto penkenko hoponuias. It's your day. Never mind that we are where we are, or we have left where we used to be, we are on our way to where God has ordained us to be. Now look at verse 25 of that Daniel chapter 7. So you don't get weary. We are going there. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, that's the devil, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High God. He gets them weary. And think to change times and laws. And it shall be given to him until a time and times and dividing of the times. And then judgment shall speak. Enough! Stop there! Stop there! My agenda is going to be delivered. Stop there! And then all the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to Jesus. So don't get trapped in verse 25. We are heading for verse 27. Come on, I say we are heading for verse 27. Anybody that has, can see that agenda is working, sir. Not underground now, overground. That agenda is working overground. That agenda is working overground. That agenda is working overground. Amen. Otherwise, how can covenant that started 22 years ago be number one in Nigeria? How? That agenda is working. Now, four generations of us are inviting us now to come and tell them how we do it. It's working. How can they take three students from one place to go and represent Nigeria in Africa, in the U.S., and then two of them came on as tops in the world? Agenda is working. Don't get weary. Your present position is a stepping stone to his ultimate agenda. Don't get weary. This church used to be 6, and then 10, and then 50, and then 100. Going somewhere. They're going somewhere. Sir, no matter the gang up of hell, verse 27 of Daniel will be delivered in fullness. Jesus is coming for a church without blemish, without spot. A church in charge. Not a beggarly church. A reigning church. A church in charge. When we take off a rapture, the world will know we took off. Because we're already in charge of everything. Praise God. Amen. I'm in that future. I see the church in the reality of that future. The reigning church. The impossible church to beat. The impossible church to beat. Now, just a minute, listen to this. Imagine that only 50% of people on that Shiloh atmosphere now lay hold on the same seat of faith at work in me, which was first at work in Egan, and at work before Egan in Straight Wiggles War, and at work in whatever where it came from. The same spirit. Imagine that is working in you, and you can take your territory where you are without any harassment from hell. The devil that will harass me is not born, sir. What he can't bear, I hold. You know, I saw the weakness of the devil one day when I asked that witch, after telling her story, what when people like us are coming. He said, when we sense, you think the devil has no sense? When we sense a higher power, we clear up behind him. You hold the shield of faith, you will quench him. How can he dare you? There's no man who waits before a trailer. No. Trailer is coming. I'm not as mad. Don't think I'm that mad, though. I saw one madman walking on the street, on this road. They said, move, trailer is coming. He didn't, when the trailer just raised the throttle, he jumped. In his madness, he could recognize danger. You are going to come a danger spot to the devil. We go to a country, sir. As we checked into that hotel, a notorious witch was in there before us. They welcome me at the airport with pump and pigeon trees, with drummers and all that. As we checked to the hotel, she checked out of the country, not the hotel. There was no sighting. Mekoti, Akonia, Erobienge, Akita, Krekolo, Protea. You can't leave Shiloh the way you came. All the things you used to fear will begin to fear you now. All the things you used to fear will begin to fear you now. All the things you used to fear will begin to fear you now. You know something? Fear is a spirit. And wherever the spirit of faith is, the spirit of fear cannot survive. It's like darkness and light. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. It's a spirit of the devil. It's a spirit of darkness. Our faith is the spirit of God. And God is light. In him is no darkness at all. So wherever the spirit of faith is, the spirit of fear cannot be there. That's why I want to come out of the realm we used to be and come into this realm that allays all fears. That's the strength of the spirit of faith. It allays all fears because the spirit of faith and the spirit of fear cannot coexist. Can never coexist. Can never coexist. Can never coexist. And you know how many people are besetted with fear today? Fear. Fear in the morning, fear in the afternoon, fear in the night. It's ending right here. I said, it's ending right here. What are some of the characteristics of the spirit of faith? Number one, it is God confident. God confident. Philippians 3:3. We are the circumcision that worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. And now the same Philippians 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The spirit of faith is God confident in operation. God confident. God, not him, tiny him. God confident. Two, the spirit of faith is word confident. Word confident. Word confident. Abraham, the father of faith, it was said about him, according to that which was spoken, even so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in faith. He considered his own body, which is now as dead as wood. Neither dead nor stout as one. Was fully persuaded. From that verse 16, word confidence was his strength. It was word confidence. The integrity of the world is confidence. The spirit of faith is God confidence, is word confidence. You hear him, you hear him. This is the place. Yes, sir. He's been educated in 1 year. Yes, sir. Arise, get down to Lagos. Yes, sir. Word confident. Word. The word comes. Your confidence rises with it. My son, you have 2 eyes. I say, yes, sir. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? Any time you look at a man, never claim to be looking to me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you will never be ashamed. Yes, sir. So my eyes What confident faith is one of the characteristics of the spirit of faith. What confident? Seek first the interest of my kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. Yes, sir. What confident faith? For it has turned. The tithe that Abraham paid was not his personal tithe, but his corporate tithe. 318 people went to war. They brought the spoils, and they paid the tithe of all. Corporate tithe? Yes, sir. It just took our ministry to another level completely, forever. Forever. So we operate under an open heaven, not under offering. We operate under an open heaven. The word of God is open heaven and offering heaven. Or offering with riches. The word of difference. A word between offering and open heaven, wealth. When did I know last what offering was in church? I can't remember. What am I doing with offering? I'm not an accountant. When our ministry began, sir, I never asked, how much did you get yesterday from our fellowship? That's not where our supply is coming from. Come on now. Open heaven. Offering supplies. They are two different. I won't tell you where we were when that instruction came, but you can tell where we are now by grace. The it's wide. It could have been something somewhere like the world around us forever by not responding to that instruction. But that response brought us into realms of refreshing. What confident faith? That's what the spirit of faith does. It makes the believer what confident, what confident, what confident. Number three, empowers believers to believe all things. It helps you above argument with scriptures. You are not arguing. Believe all things. Acts 24 verse 14. In the way we call heresy, after the way we did call heresy, so worship I the God of my Father, believing what? All things. Believing all things. Living above the realm of doubt. Believing all things that comes to you from the world or comes to you from the Lord. Believing all things. Believing all things. Believing all things. So I believe when he said to me, I have a place for you on top. Yes, sir. Are you interested? I am. So whatever I tell you to do, do it. So I saw me on top of nations. When our church was about 40 people. I saw me from that verse on top of nations. Believing all things. Our country is a very great country. Nigeria is a great country. But I said something that looks very radical. I said, I will consider the demotion if I'm invited to be president of Nigeria. Now, one, it's not my calling. Two, I've found one to put me on top of nations. I've just found one to put me on top of nations. The day this man goes to heaven, there will be no nation of the other that will not be represented here. I'm not going now, I'm here properly. Amen. There are things I won't tell you now. Amen. But I saw me in extreme age standing and ministering. So it's not. Amen. So the Lord The spirit of faith believes all things. It douses all doubts. It keeps doubt away from your territory. Doubt away from your territory. That's not the word of faith. You have to go and look for the word to support, to prop it. Anytime you are shaking, you look for the word to prop it. Your faith keeps you propped. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing says to you from His, God says to you from His word that will not see come to pass in your life. By laying hold of this treasure today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Number four, it strengthens our inner man to remain unshakable. Whenever confronted, unshakable. You need immovable faith to move your mountains. Everybody needs the immovable faith to move his mountain. You get to decide to find the wrong equipment today. Now, they lift so much. They can't because they are fixed on ground. They can't be moving at the same time. Nothing will move. But if you stay to this mountain without a move, I will not shake in your heart. But I believe what you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. So the spirit of faith strengthens our inner man to remain unshakable when confronted with insurmountable mountains. Unshakable. Unshakable. It sends our inner man, Ephesians 3:16. It sends our inner man through faith. Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Hebrews 11:11. Strength. The spirit of faith strengthens its carrier to remain unshakable when confronted by seemingly insurmountable mountains. Unshakable. If it be so, our God whom we serve will deliver us from your hand, Nebuchadnezzar. Even if He does not, we will not bow. Something is working inside us that does not bow or cringe before challenges. Their heart was strengthened. They cast them into fire. They stood up. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercy is endured forever and ever. I praise your holy name. Well, there are not people cast no fire. What's going on? I see four men loose and working. And the picture of the fourth, the Son of God. The Son of God. When strength comes on your inside and become unshakable, every mountain will move. Every mountain will move. Now I decree that upon departure from this awesome prophetic service, things will take a new turn in your life. It strengthens our inner man. Number five, the prophet boosts our expectation for answers to prayer. Yeah. Elijah said, check this cloud for me. He said, there's nothing. No, there will be something. When I pray, there's something. There's something. 1 Kings chapter 18, and verse 40 to 46. He said, go check, my friend. There must be something. He said, I saw a cloud in form of a human hand. That was it. Tell you, get ready. Showers are here. Showers are here. It's a booster of answer expectant prayers. Answer expectant prayers. The seal of faith is a booster of answer. People pray for praise they hope. They don't. God doesn't hear shaking. He has faith. No prayer flies without faith. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe, or you are wasting time, that you receive, then you shall have. Don't pray for prayer sake anymore. Pray for answer sake. Pray for what? Pray for answer. Pray. Answer expectant prayer. God is not counting your hours of prayer, so I've been praying for the past 40 days. What is the meaning? The value of prayers is answers. Prayer without answer is an exercise, religious exercise, to make you feel God. Amen. Answer expectant prayer is boosted by the spirit of faith. The things don't look like they can change. But you know you have the God of all possibilities. Amen. You are God confident in handling that matter. And so it came. Now, if prophetic word came out, I get the sound of abundance of rain. That's okay. And now engage the prayer altar to enforce Israelization. Can I hear your amen? But behind that was the expectation factor. Expectation factor. And the God that answers by fire, it shall be the Lord. They said, that's okay, that's our area. Fire calling is the area of the Baal priest. So you just met them in their own quarters. Fire ministry, that's our ministry. There's no, I mean, fire, we'll show you today. The faith of Elijah withstood their fire. Amen. You know, the spirit of faith quenches all the fires of the devil. So it stopped their fire from coming. When they can't see their fire, they started cutting themselves, because by their theology, when the thing you are calling doesn't come, you start cutting yourself. So that the demon there will hear to let it come. Amen. Stop praying for prayer's sake. Pray for answer's sake. And from today, as you encounter the spirit of faith, your prayer life will change. Your prayer life will change. Your prayer life will change. The sixth characteristic of the spirit of faith is action-driven. It puts you on the move. Through faith, Noah, being warned of God, moved. Faith moves the people. The spirit of faith moves you in the direction of what you claim to believe. It moves you. It moves you. It moves you. It's action-driven faith. Action. You are not left docile. You believe it. You take steps in the direction of what you claim to believe. The day I saw God's prophetic agenda for my life, I moved. With everything inside me, I won't find it. The day I saw corporate tithing, I moved. I moved, I haven't found it. Praise God. It's a mover. When it comes on you, you move. You move at God's commandment. You move in response to His word. You move. Show me your faith without your moves. And I show my faith by my moves. Abraham was not justified by faith, but by the action, corresponding action that accompanied his faith. Get there to the country and he departed. Circumcise the first, all the male born in your family, and he did, beginning with himself. He's a male. God didn't mention his name, but I'm a male, I'm not a woman. Began with himself. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, and he moved. The truth of faith is a moving faith. It's a moving faith. It's a moving faith. If you are not moving, it's not there. It's not working there. If you are not moving, it's not working there. If you are not moving, it's not working there. But today something is breaking forth in your life. When you move in response to His word, He cannot be giving you personal instructions. Let His word first move you. If God doesn't move you, all the things you are saying God told you is there, they are not there. If the ones He wrote and told everybody, have you moved? So delight in moving with the instruction of the Father is where the thing begins. Your faith begins with the word. The word. Somebody's story is changing. You know what? Right now, the word is entering you. That's what is entering you. Ezekiel 2:2, and the Spirit entered into me as He spake unto me. The thing entered me as Egan was speaking. It didn't lay hands on me. It entered me as He was speaking. Menuti, Anerua, wherever you are in the world, something is entering you right now. Can I have you say with me, I receive it. It's mine. I receive it. My turning point is here. Well, number 7, finally, the spirit of faith commands the supernatural at will. Come on now. Commands the supernatural at will. The spirit of faith commands the supernatural at will. The spirit of faith commands the supernatural at will. One of my first experiences on arrival from that mission was the takeoff of Word of Faith Bible Institute. One of the mysteries of my life. My wife out of concern said, the school is to resume this coming week. And we have not gotten a facility where they will resume to. And I responded, is it your school? Do you know the school should know where they will resume to? And the Lord opened my eyes direct, sir. Direct. And I saw a building, and the Lord said to me, that is the building where the Bible school will be. Life. Level. This will be okay. Life. I got to the office and I told one of the staff, I said, hey, go to that building where the Bible school will be. I said, oh, have I talked to the person? Nobody asked me a question, but then I give those instructions. There is no room for a question. He went to the building and met the man in front of the building. He said, sir, are you the owner of this building? He said, Jesus is the owner, I'm the caretaker. He said, we need it for Bible school, then it's free. Bible school, then it's free. It commands the supernatural at will. The spirit of faith commands the supernatural at will. It's not a beggarly force, it's a command. It commands the supernatural at will. It commands the supernatural at will. It commands the supernatural. You need to know how God bought us the first mission aircraft. It's like a joke. You walk into my office that Saturday morning, and I say, the Lord just spoke to me now. It's time to get the aircraft. You say, praise the Lord. Abby, what can you say at that time? There was no discussion anywhere under heaven, sir. No price idea. No type idea. It commands the supernatural at will in response to the word. So we took the offering on Saturday morning in its most relaxed form. The Lord just told me this morning that it's time to get the aircraft. If any man gives according to what he has, he's accepted. Not according to what he has now. God is not in need. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's give. Is that how to buy aircraft? In 6 months, the aircraft landed. There was no reminder on Sunday morning. It was a Saturday morning seminar like this. No reminder forever. No reminder forever. 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 The plane landed. Come on now. It commands the supernatural at will. Now, my prayer is that your life will never lack again the supernatural. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt what? Do. Exodus 4, 17. You command it at will, engaging with the world. That is God confident, word confident, unshakable faith, then God delivers. They were there speaking boldly in the Lord, and God was confirming the word with signs following. They were doing the speaking, and they were doing it boldly, without a doubt in their heart, and God was making it happen. Praise God. Now, we conclude as we look at manifestations of the spirit of faith. We have seen its nature. Let's now find out how it operates. One, it empowers us to respond spontaneously to the challenges of life. You don't have to sit down and be calculated. When challenge hits, it responds spontaneously, supernaturally. It's at that time you need to think about what to say. The spirit of your Father is the one that's speaking in you. Matthew 10:20. It manifests with some high degree of spontaneity. There is no premeditation. It works that way. Amen. Two, it speaks the unspeakable. It speaks things that people are scared of. How can you say I can never be poor? My God. Somebody wrote me one time and said, many years ago, he said that, thank God for your ministry, but I'm not a God, though, because I heard that you are teaching that you are God. I wasn't the one who said it. God said, I have said. Amen. Ye are God. Did he say David said? So what's my problem there? I wasn't a contributor to the Bible. I wasn't part of the editorial team. He said, I have said. What, you don't know it? So you die like men. How can you be a child of God and not be God or carry God's nature? No, the child of a goat is a goat, like I used to say. Child of a cow is a cow. Is there any argument on that? The child of a bird is a bird. Then who should the child of God be? You won't answer now. You have been answering all the others. He said, you shall be my sons and my daughters. Fear the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 18. So, now are we sons of God? The son yet appear what you shall be, but we know where we are now. What are we now? You are afraid to say it now? Are you scared to say it? Now, if a man say, I'm a son of God, if a woman say, I'm a woman of God, if a girl say, I'm a girl of God, Some are not sure in some part of the world now whether they're a man or a woman. Some are not sure. But male and female created them, not in between. Not in between. Praise God. Are you truly a son of God? Let me tell you what I do. When battles rage, I say, I will show you now the son of who I am. I'm talking about my Father in heaven. I'll show you now the son of who I am. You better come to that realization. We beg this too much. We are covered by religion. You don't know your root to dry up. You ignore your root, you disappear. I have said, ye are gods. They are part of the early light God showed me. So I don't approach anything, you know, I say, man, what can I do? No, I'm not. I become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. It's time to tell every devil, I'll show you now the son of who I am. I'll show you now the daughter of who I am. And then your Father in heaven will say, yeah, I'm here. Who is that nonsense? Yes, I'm here. It's your turn. Somebody just caught some fire right now. Now, tell that situation, I'm going to show you now the son of who I am. The daughter of who I am. I'm going to show you now the son of who I am and the daughter of who I am. I'm going to show you now the son of who I am. The daughter of who I am. Thank you, Jesus. It speaks the unspeakable. Stand upright on thy feet. Are you a magician? And then he stood up. The gods have come down to us in the likeness of man. The spirit of faith speaks the unspeakable. It speaks the unspeakable. Now, number four, it dares the unbearable. Go forward. How? Go forward to where? Rest in front. I say, go forward. And through faith, they cross the Red Sea. Daring the unbearable. The sea gave way. The spirit of faith dares the unbearable. No one dares a fear before this. The spirit of faith dares the unbearable. Dares the unbearable. And now number five. Is it four? Okay. Now go to number five. Or what number? Number four, okay. Command exploits. It gets things done that may never have been done. It commands outstanding feats. It triggers things that eyes have not seen or ears have. We saw a whole list of that in Hebrews chapter 11. Exploit at the command of faith. Exploit at the command of faith. Through faith, they dominated kingdoms. Beggars became builders. Job seekers became employers of labor. Amen. Seemingly ordinary people becoming breadwinners of nations. They become solution providers to nations of the world. Through faith. God will begin to do in your life beyond all you can ever think or imagine. The spirit of faith triggers surprises. Get ready for surprises of your life. David, a teenager, confronted Goliath and brought him down. And that young child became the envy of the king instantly. Now, without having to go through any military training, he became commander-in-chief, or as it were, defense commander of the army of Israel. Everybody willingly lined up with him. He behaved, he said, wisely, wiser than his age. Exploits. Through faith, they turned the armies of the aliens to flight. So at work there was turning the armies of the alien to flight. After Goliath came down, they fled for their lives. The Philistines fled for their lives. They fled for their lives. The spirit of faith that worked in David brought Goliath down and turned back the armies of the aliens. Through faith, they worked strong and fight. Who is that uncircumcised Philistine? I should defy the army of the living God. They worked valiant. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. That's what he does. May you tap into this today. May you catch this impartation today. May you tap into this today. May you catch this impartation today. It confers peace that passes all knowledge. Remember Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. It manifests by establishing the rest of his people in the midst of war. As one in my arms, if they will enter into my rest, although the works were finished, in vanishing of the world. So it takes faith to enter it. It's already finished. But it takes faith to enter into that realm of rest. Apprehension free realm, anxiety free realm. Now, verse 9. Therefore, there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. I have reserved rest for my people. Labor to enter into that rest. And part of the labor is what we are doing this morning. To tap into the spirit of faith that will put you to rest in the midst of the storms. Total rest in the midst of the storm. That will make the world around you wonder what manner of man is this. Christ was fast asleep on a pillow. Fast asleep on a pillow. Master, master, don't you guys perish? There is perishing here. In the midst of the storm. That's the kind of rest and peace we begin to enjoy from now. Nothing in the environment will jitter you anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen? Now we have come to a close part of it, how to assess transference of the spirit of faith. How to assess transference of the spirit of faith. John 4:38. I sent you to reap whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. That's the raw interpretation of transference of grace. You are entering into what others have labored to affect. Now, what that means is every iota of faith at work in me, you have direct and uncheckered access to it this morning. You will crave for it. Every treasure of the Spirit answers to a thirst. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, not him that already has it. And floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my Spirit upon your offspring and my blessings. I'm upon my Spirit upon your seed and my blessings upon your offspring. So there's a thirsty demand. A genuine crave. A genuine crave. We all have the word of faith. How many of us have the spirit of faith? That's the question. This faith comes under attack again and again, and we cower. Something's breaking loose today. That is the mystery behind transference of grace. Others have labor. Sir, again labor. He put the battle in my hand. I labor to be sure the battle doesn't go rotten in my hand. Then others are entering into it. Amen. Others have labored and you are entered into their labor. Today is your day of entrance. This free gift of God will find full-blown expression in your life. Now, let me say this to you with all humility. Everything I do works. Everything I do works. Everything I do works. There is no begging issue. Everything I do works. From today, everything you do will work. Everything you do will work. Everything you do will work. only you know the forces that fear you, your fear will go. Just as you know, take advantage of it. From now, every devil will stay clear your territory. Now, interestingly, we must recognize that God is the umpire of transference of spirit. Otherwise, man can give it to whosoever he likes and don't let anybody doesn't like to have it. I will take all the spirit upon you and place upon them. So it's not the man who gives it. It's God who takes it from him when you crave for it and put it on your life. And it's no respecter of persons. So if your heart is not right, you can't get it. You know why Papa is telling us all those testimonies so we can give offering? Somebody may say that in his heart. But the heart of man is very deep. Extremely deep. Who can know it? Amen. We had a situation in church one time. It was a very humorous one. I said, everybody, it was a day of financial fortune. Bring the highest currency you have in your pocket, put it on the floor, and put your leg on it. It shall be your dominion over financial struggles. So they did. One man now said, Papa has not asked us to pick this offering. They may tell us to come and collect it. So he used his leg to pick the money from the ground. And immediately I said, now, take your money. Heart is not pure. So it was down to zero. They met him on one of our outreaches. He even had no phone. This man was in a job that he travels outside the country and inside. Everything went down because of a wrong heart. What am I going to do with your 20 naira? As soon as he picked it, everybody pick the money you drop on the ground. It was late. God brought him down to zero. Do you know him? No. Let your heart be right, sir. He said to Simon, you have no part or lot in this matter because your heart is not right. When your heart is not right, you can't receive transparency, and God is the one who knows the heart. God is the one who knows the heart. You can't receive transparency of the Spirit. God is the one who knows the heart. That you are sitting on the front row, some of your heart is right. No. No. That my personal aid does not mean your heart is right. It doesn't mean it. So reset your heart, sir. Reposition your heart. Because God is the one looking into it. He's looking into your heart to tell me what you put on your life. He's the umpire. If I were to give, I would give to all of you. I mean, I want all of you to prevail, not to triumph. But I'm not in charge. I said to that man, he said, no, no, no. You don't know the man. You become an abalist tomorrow. No. Let your heart, he will show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Second Chronicles 16 and verse 9. God is the umpire behind transference of spirit, including the spirit of faith. God is the umpire. The proud has no lot in it. He receives access to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Let your heart be right. You know, Papa talks about this prosperity. You know how many books they sell every year? In trillions, sir. Don't know anything. Can I help you? I've never drawn a dime from books in my life. Since 1985 that we started publishing. One dime. One dime in my life. One dime. One dime. By a covenant. Let your heart be right. One young lady here was making some nasty statement far away in New York. You know, Papa can't eat without people giving tithe. Heaven struck. The husband abandoned her with the baby in hand. God, what is happening? He said, remember what you spoke against my servant. You better check your heart, my friend. As a present here, some of you are here. There's a present here, some of you are here, sir. You are present in our view, sir, doesn't mean you are there. You know, why do they take sacrifice every year? What is your problem? Did they offer you a sacrifice? They went to Shiloh to offer their annual sacrifice. We are Bible practitioners. We don't have issues. Did they say bring your sacrifice? No. But people's heart is just off, corrupted, defied, virus. Transparency is impossible without a pure heart. Iggy must have said something I don't understand, but I've never found him wrong. Amen. I've never found an error. You know, you may say you are a doubt. You are a doubt. I'm happy to be doubt. I'm here to find one thing to pick against Copeland. I can't find what to pick against Baba Adebuyi. My heart connected and the flow kept flowing. Over to you. Can I tell you this? There is no source of grace that you draw from that will ever depend on you. No. Let your heart be pure. Let your heart be right. You know why our success has not been trapped? Is success through truth. Application of the truth. You don't succeed by tricks in the kingdom. If you do it for your wife. May your heart be right this morning. Because this is one treasure that will distinguish you in these hard times. You shall be thoroughly distinguished. Some fellows are looking for a job here, but at the close of this service, an idea will hit you that will make you an employer of labor. Numbers 11, 16 to 17, and then 24 to 25, and God came and received upon Moses and placed upon the 70 elders, and they prophesied along with them. I see replication of grace this morning. Wherever you stand, it will be as if I stand there. Whatever fears the hand of God on my life, will fear the hand of God on your life. Whatever bows to me in the realm of the Spirit, will bow to you. Number two. How to assess and find some of the truths of faith. Identify a carrier. You can only get to say where it's available. Identify a carrier of the spirit of faith. Identify a carrier of the spirit of faith. Not a preacher of the spirit of faith, a carrier. Not the teacher of the word of faith, but a carrier of the spirit of faith. Identify a carrier. He said, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. You don't get kitchenwares where they sell menwares. You don't go for timber where they sell roof sheets. That is what to name. There are those who carried it. Or who carry it. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. I saw it in again. I went to buy into it. Not with offering, my friend. I went and bought from the one who has it. Matthew 25 and verse 9. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Elijah saw that treasure in Elijah. I want double of the spirit. He collected it from the one who has it. Can I hear your name? Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Identify a carrier of the spirit of faith. Number one, recognize that God is the umpire that determines who qualifies and who does not qualify for access. Number two, recognize a carrier where God already placed it. He said, freely you are given, freely I will give to others from what I gave you. Paul said, I long to see that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that it may be established. Romans 1:11. Number three, receive the person and the ministry of the carrier to gain access. He that receives a prophet in the name of the prophet, he shall access what the prophet carries. Receive the person of the carrier and his ministry. Receive. Receive it. None of those great ministries will ever lose value in my sight till I go to heaven. None of them. None of them will ever lose value in my sight till I make my way to heaven. Receive the person and the ministry of the carrier where you want to tap from. Receive it. You receive it. And then it becomes yours. Everybody saw Elijah as a killer. But no. Elijah saw him as a source that will secure my future. They were mocking him. The Lord will say, your master from you today. Wicked man is going finally. Hey. He said, I know it. Hold your peace. I'm coming. Hold your peace. I'm coming. He saw his future in what Elijah carried. He went after him. By the time he returned, they bowed themselves to the ground in obedience to him. Your mockers will return. And say that you don't waste your time running after God. Because today God will distinguish you. Number four, crave for what he carries. It's not just receive the person, crave for what he carries. Lord, give me that thing that is at work in that man, in that woman. Give me that thing. Can I tell you what I prayed? Because I didn't know the name of that thing then. I said, Lord, whatever makes again, I want it. I don't know the meaning. I don't know the name. I don't know the name of the thing, but there's something that's at work in this man. Is the thing I want. I want the thing that's at work in this man. So I prayed that local prayer. Whatever makes again, I want it. I'm on this mission to go and collect whatever makes again. I have no appointment to see him, but whatever makes again, I must collect it. I wasn't worthy of appointment to. I wasn't worthy of having an appointment with him. But whatever makes again, I want it. There's someone today outside there, somebody far away in Australia. You are catching something today that will be an asset all through your lifetime. And you will leave them behind for your children. And for your children's children in the name of Jesus. Now, number five, which is where we have our problems. Stay connected for continuous flow. Stay connected to such sources for your continuous flow. Stay connected. The day a water bearing pipe or pipe on water disconnects from the mains, it goes dry. It goes dry. Dry. I don't believe in that. What has that to do with it? Would that affect them? No. You are partaking of what they have. They are not partaking of what you have. Praise God. Stay connected. Stay connected. Stay connected. Our bishop left here 25 years ago. I'm there. If he left here 20 years ago, I'm there. Stay connected to maintain the flow. Stay connected to maintain the flow. Stay connected. It's a heart to heart affair. Amen. It's not about being around. Proximity does not mean connectivity. Proximity does not connote connectivity. Stay connected. Stay connected. We are all strong in you, but only one man is tapping to what I carry. That's what Jesus said. Stay connected. It's not human worship. It's covenant sense. It's covenant sense. What is it?
Covenant.
Even when your father dies, don't you still bear his name? Do you throw away his name because he died? Then you are my father today, you are my devil tomorrow. Is that right? No. No. You lose the DNA straight. You lose it straight. You start struggling what you used to triumph over. This is not human worship, this is covenant sense. What do I call it? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And doors are open. Covenant sense. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, no one will lose the treasure you are connecting with this morning. You will not lose the treasure you are connecting with this morning. I had an opening testimony from this, my respected prophet. He said, don't say again that I taught you this thing. You get more from me than I do. In the same vein, you will get much more than me from what is happening to you this morning. Now, number six, keep feeding the spirit of faith on the world. Remember, according to scriptures, the just shall live by faith. This implies that the spirit of faith is the spirit of life. I must continue to feed on the word to stay alive. Come again. Remember, according to scriptures, the just shall live by faith, which implies the spirit of faith is the spirit of life. I must continue to feed on the word of God, to stay alive. Every baby born is a treasure, but you can kill the baby without feeding the baby. It's a treasure. It's a gift of God. But to abandon the baby because you are on duty, you are at work, you find a dead child when you come back home. So feed this treasure so it doesn't turn to trash. Feed it on the world. Feed this treasure on the world so as to stay alive. There is no room for a lazy man in the kingdom. Feed it on the word. The treasure today can be turned to a trash tomorrow. Feed it on the word. Feed it on the word. I was in Benin years ago, and the archbishop showed me a building. He said this building in the early 60s was one of the top buildings in Benin. The owner would come in from UK and stand in the corridor and be waving to everybody passing. Everybody passed there like an exhibition. He said, but now, if a road is passing the place, they won't count the house. It will be noted as rubbles. It was the best then that has been reduced to rubble. You don't feed the spirit of faith, it will be turned to trash. So you are taking responsibility from here. Amen. This virtue is being fed day in, day out in my life. Being fed, it gets ignited. Amen. Having office is only day today and having nice time in God's presence. It's fed with fresh meal. Nothing food. Fresh food. A la carte. My God. Fed. So don't carry. In fact, I was there when we were in party. Good story. Where is the partition now? It's the fruit of life that must be fed. Life requires feeding to stay alive. Somebody's blessed. You know, this happens once in a year, so let's complete it. We are on there. You will never forget today in a holy in your life. The just shall live by faith. If any man turns back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, finally, engage the sonship tie with the carrier. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Engage a sonship tie with the carrier. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Elijah, we know him to be the son of Shaphat, according to the scriptures. Oh, we saw him cry, "My father, my father." The chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Elijah was only his spiritual father, his spiritual source. Shaphat was the name of his father. And he turned and said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elijah." The king of Israel was king. Elijah was prophet. And when they brought in the enemies into his camp, my father, shall I smite them? Elijah was the father of the king of Israel. You don't struggle for the DNA of your biological parents. You don't struggle. It's there. It flows naturally. It flows naturally. You don't struggle with it. You can't share the DNA of a teacher. It's not your father. You can't share the DNA of a pastor. It's not your father. Because it's not the father to you. Can I hear you, amen? You can't share the unction DNA of a prophet. The DNA of every man goes straight to their own offspring. It goes naturally. It flows naturally. It flows naturally. It flows naturally. They don't mimic it. It flows. It just flows. It just flows. It just flows. I caught something very interesting recently that Dr. Copeland has not read newspapers for 56 years. So I'm not mad after all, because I bought the last one, 1983. You better wake up. And I didn't know that before. The DNA flows. It flows. The same way again, we take dictation from God early morning and implement it as he wakes up. That's what I do. You don't mimic it. A sonship tie is the most stable asset and maintenance of flow. This will help us. Whatever I collected from them now, they are seen as mine. Isn't that so? The faith that I collected is working for me as my faith. Others labored. I got enough sense to plug into it. Can I tell you how God recognizes genuine connectivity? When Egan was going to heaven, The Lord said to me, in this place, someone as close to you as your cloth is coming over. And I said, who so? Would that be my natural father? He said, no, again. Life. So I told my wife, the eagle is about to soar. Let's rush. Let's rush and catch him before he goes. 2-3 weeks after that, he went to heaven. God knows whether you are connected or not. He knows whether you are connected. God knows. God knows. You can be posting that you are and be quoting what you don't know. God knows whether you are connected. It's not the quote. It's the connectivity. Isn't God awesome? It's done. Now, we close Malachi 4:6. This is what God said. And he shall turn the heart of the father to the children, and the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So you take cover by connecting to your God-ordained father, so as to live a cross-free life. You don't go through what they have to go through anymore. They have gone through it for you, so you can go triumphantly over it. Can I hear your amen? It's nothing but Bible sense. It's nothing but Bible sense. No one comes near here without knowing where I'm coming from. No one comes through here without knowing where I'm coming from. From inception. Since inception. Well, I thank God for. Can I hear again? I thank God for his impact on my life. I thank God for T.L. Osborne. I had to know how to hear the voice of God for the first time through him. Life. You can't be the father of yourself. We are in these great days of arrogance. You can't give birth to yourself. Now I know what I'm saying. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know at all. You don't know at all. There are things I will never dare now because of those who are watching over me. Without anybody watching over you, you just go goose. You just go ahead and like Solomon. Solomon didn't record to anybody, sir. No matter the gift, without any correct connectivity, it will turn to trash. Otherwise, if you have someone who can talk to him, hello, sir. 100 wives, kilos, yo. What enter you? And then you go again and say, give me another 100. Are they loads of bread? No. No control. No one watching over them. Ask people to know man like the poor of lies. Living a careless life. Over to you. Someone cried to me one time. He said he doesn't want to go to where they ask him to go to. It's the husband and wife affairs. And I said, you know, he's my friend. I can only tell him my view. I can't instruct him. Amen. People like to go around with people that can't talk to them. So when you want to run into trouble, you just run into trouble, multiply trouble. Go. Somebody's life is rescued this morning. You will not suffer a curse on this earth. You will not suffer a curse on this earth. I can read God directly. Now, Abraham could read God directly, but he sent Melchizedek his way to proclaim a blessing that he, God, will confirm. To take him to where he was going. He called Joshua. He said, take him to Eleazar, who will receive counsel of the Lord for him. God also has his protocols. May we be awake to engage with his protocols for a life of many and impact. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Hallelujah! Stand to your feet and give God thanks, everybody. Give God thanks, everybody. If you got something already, give God thanks. If something entered you already, give God thanks. If something already entered you, give God thanks. Will you give God thanks, everybody? I thank you for my access today to the treasure of the spirit of faith. Celebrate him, everybody. Celebrate him, everybody. Celebrate him, everybody. Hallelujah. Now lift up your two hands and declare your uncheckered access today to the free flow of the spirit of faith. Go ahead and do that. Moving to my next level. Today's impartation is changing my level in the school of faith. My days of struggles are over. God is confirming my dominion today. I'm changing level. I'm moving forward. I'm changing level. I'm moving forward. I'm changing level. I'm moving forward. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Every gift of the Spirit is preceded by being born again. The word says, repent and be converted. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a protocol. It's a process. A dead man does not need a gift. He can't recognize it. Where we are saying is, we are dead in sin. Jesus came and rescued us. Before we go further, I'd like to pray for people under this service today. Anointing is not a magic wand. It's a treasure. Available only to the redeemed. I'd like to pray with you. You can't afford to watch this treasure pass you by. You hear, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul. Forgive my sins. Make me a new creature. Make me a member of your household. Make me a covenant child today. Or maybe you are once there, but you disconnected, and you know you did want to reconnect today. I would like to pray with you. Please get seated, everybody. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Everyone in that class, please stand to your feet wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, around the world. Jesus, save my soul today. Jesus, make me a new creature today. Jesus, forgive my sins today. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. And God bless us to do. Stand to your feet. And God bless us to do. Stand to your feet. And God bless us to do. Jesus, I'm returning back home today. Stand to your feet. I'm returning back to you today. Stand to your feet. I'm dedicating my life to you today. Stand to your feet. And God bless us to do. across the nations of the world, in all the places where we are gathered right now, please move to the front. But for Faith Tabernacle, stay where you are. The number of people outside is more than we that are inside. So stay where you are. The church officials are right about you there to serve you with what we need to pass across to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else needs to stand up wherever you are. Stand up before we pray. Stand up before we pray. It's your turn for a turnaround. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please bow your heads for prayer right now. Lift up your right hand to heaven and call on Jesus yourself where you are. Jesus, save my soul. Ask Him, forgive me my sins. Ask Him to wash you with His blood. Ask Him to make you a new creature today. Ask Him to flush away all old things about your life by His blood. Now proclaim as your Lord and your Savior where you are standing. Proclaim as your Lord and your Savior where you are standing with your own mouth. Then I shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I declare you today as my Lord and my Savior. Tell you that. And as you do that with faith, it's done. The price is fully paid. You just enter in by faith. It's available to you by grace. And it comes through to you through faith. So it's done. In the name of Jesus. Now with your hands lifted, say this after me. Jesus. Can you have me say it loud? Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul upon my declaration and my forgiveness. By your grace, I shall serve you all the days of my life. And by your grace, I shall live the overcomer's life. And by your grace, I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. All that pray this prayer across the nations of the world, be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Stay covered against all satanic assaults all the days of your life. Receive grace now to live your overcomer's life. Receive grace to make this journey to the end. Receive grace to make heaven at the end of your journey. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please get seated. Complete the slips given to you and pass them over to those church officials around with you. Congratulations one more time on this new phase of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Creator of the universe, what can't you do? While we do that, sir, I want everyone to submit his expectation part. We're going to drop that in the air. Before I will be releasing that song, also as we collect your expectation package in an envelope. And then we proceed from there in honor of Jesus. No expectation will return void. Every of your expectations will return to testimonies. You know, testimonies are products of applied insight. Now, as these materials enter into this figurative ark, Jesus has rescued all of those issues from off your life. You are rescued from their plague and their torment. Every unwanted thing you put on your list is gone off you forever. So keep your faith on the line. It's an opportunity for a change of story. Amen. Creator of the universe, what can you do?
Hallelujah. the universe.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
Thank you.
Your two hands, everyone, and bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Precious name, we have prayed. Jesus, upon return in the power of the Spirit, he took his place. You are going from here to take your place. You are going from here to take your place. You are going from here to take your place. After Samuel returned, or Saul returned anointed, he made a captain. By the anointing of today, I release you as a captain to your world. And you'll be told that the answer you're looking for, they are found. Today, every missing part of your life shall be restored back to order. And then you go on forward from there. Where are you away from here. Come on, let me hear you say it. Now, I'm talking to you about the effect of the mystery of the anointing oil. You shall run to people that are going up to the mountain to worship. And they will greet you and give you. Your Lord's honor is restored. This shall be to you today the oil of favor. You are living here today, you will start smelling favor. Your name will start smelling favor. Your picture will start smelling favor. You shall come to the company of prophets. You shall prophesy with them. Amen. You have changed company today. You have changed company today. I thank God for the company he brought me into. I would have been off if I was somewhere else. As by this anointing, God will locate your right company for you. He said there, the fear of the Lord will come upon you. And you become a proverbial personality. Is Saul also among the prophets? My God. Every question mark in your life will be turned to exclamation mark. Every question mark in your life shall be turned this day to exclamation mark. And it came to pass that when he turned back from Samuel, God gave him another heart. You are returning with another heart. A heart panting after God. A pure heart qualified for God's hand. A heart panting after what pleases God. A heart panting after the advancement of God's kingdom. And then, well, all these things came. And all those things came to pass that day. How many days? Today. Misfortune is over in your life. Today, shame and reproach is over in your life. Today, your lost health is finally recovered. Today, God is turning your money into dancing. It's wiping away all of your secret tears. God is wiping away all of your secret tears. It's wiping away all of your secret tears. In the name of Jesus. Every yoke of the wicked that may have followed you to this place has finally missed road. I declare every such yoke destroyed instantly. The house of the wicked haunting after your life is now overthrown. It's now overthrown. In the name of Jesus. Now, you know why I know that God sent me to do what I'm doing? I don't feel weak. I don't. After I send thee, go in this thy might. When you are on key with what he tells you to do, he strengthens you unbelievably. So I'm sent to you. He sent me to you this morning. Everything I've been struggling for, by this anointing, you overcome them. If you live after the flesh, he said you die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, sir, whatever vices from hell that may be tormenting anyone before coming here, you see them no more again forever. The seed of adultery is destroyed. They are yokes. They are not just weaknesses, oh, they are yokes. They are yokes. Amikako piako, eke claro tapa. The seed of lying, deception, manipulation, they are over in anyone's life. The yoke of stealing, arcane manipulation, unholy businesses, that siege is destroyed today. The yoke of duping people. You know that the cause of the Lord is in the house of those who do nothing. Everyone under any of such siege is rescued today. So see this anointing not just for the healing of your body, but for the healing of your soul. Through the Spirit, every work of the flesh shall be destroyed in anyone's life. We shall all live a heaven-worthy life. We shall live a rapture-ready life. I said to my associate this morning, I said, you know, he said, one shall be taken, the other shall be left. So it's a one-by-one business. It's a one-by-one walk with God. At rapture, one will be taken, the other one will be left. Two shall be in the field, one will be taken. Two shall be in the house, one will be taken. May you be the takeable one. No one among us shall be left behind in rapture. In the name of Jesus. Your spiritual life will be a surprise to you from now. Your prayer life will be a surprise to you from now. Your passion for God will be a surprise to you from now. So when it's time to take the shot for the sanctification of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Amen. A sanctified body will be sickness free. It's a sanctified soul cannot be defiled. A sanctified spirit cannot be corrupted. A local king caro, ten lalo. When it's well with you spiritually, it's well with you everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. In the name of Jesus, today is your day of rescue. Every trace of pride blocking the way of people forward, that plague is flushed out today. Every form of spiritual carelessness that makes a man vulnerable to the invasion of evil is flushed out finally today. Sir, as the Lord tarries, You are here at 0224 in your new estate. In your new spiritual status. In your new social status. In your new career status. In your new business status. In your new family status. In the name of Jesus. Every conception hindering forces. Every conception hindering forces. Every conception hindering forces. As you take the shot of air when you are so direct, after that I mean blessed, is supernaturally restored. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Quick, take your bottles of oil. All over the world at this time. Take your bottles of oil. The word said, shall be an holy anointing unto me throughout your generation. So it's a generational virtue. Throughout your generation. Throughout. Not for some time. Throughout your generation. So it's a transgenerational virtue. Take your bottles of oil. Amekotem Broly Anusa. Jesus delivered this to me and has never failed to confirm so. Today, the virtues in the midst of the anointing oil shall be confirmed in your life. Every prophetic word you receive shall find full-blown expression with speed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift out those bottles. I hereby declare the contents of your bottles are the holy anointing oil. It shall cut off the house of wickedness in your life. It shall confer dominion on your life. It shall enthrone you in the face of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. It will change your spiritual status forever. You no longer argue against the truth. In the name of Jesus. Samuel was anointed with oil in the midst of his brethren. David was anointed with oil in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. So that takes us to 1 Samuel chapter 10. All those amazing happenings came as he was anointed. The Spirit of God came upon him, and all those signs came to pass the same day. In the precious name of Jesus, you came with any sickness or disease, it drops off you finally now. Whatever has not dropped before, now, on this ground, in this Shiloh global convocation, it drops finally this morning. There were some testimonies. You have asked to ask them, go and get the medical report before you share it. Amen. Therefore, today, whatever has been called incurable, that we have to live with it for life, that by the power of the mystery of the anointing oil, you are liberated from them. A woman was caught up with cancer in the U.S. The doctor ran down, and I said, you have a picture? I said, I do. I anointed the picture, here in Lagos. It answered in the U.S. The woman was liberated by anointing his picture. What of your personal person? Your personal person is under this anointing right now. Whatever is targeted to kill you, God will kill it this morning. People have taken shots of the oil before, and they created unbelievable things. They vomited unbelievable things that were hiding in them that no medical science could find or locate. Today, every stranger hovering in your system in any form, tormenting and buffeting you, shall be fired out. This liquid fire will flush them out finally. In the name of Jesus. 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 You are returning by this anointing with another heart. A heart that will remain on key with God for life. A heart that will not be deceived by the schemings of the devil anymore. A heart that shall remain pure before the Lord. So shall it be. I want to believe in the efficacy of this ministry. Put a little of this on your fingertip. It's now the blessed anointing oil, and place that on your forehead and begin to appropriate by your bold declaration what has just taken place in your life now. Your enthronement has just taken place. Your new status has just emerged. Your dignity has just been restored. Shame and reproach is finally over. The smell of favor becomes your new smell. The smell of favor becomes your new smell. The smell of favor becomes your new smell. The smell of favor becomes a new smell. Every yoke of the wicked is now destroyed. Every yoke of sin is now destroyed. Make your bold declaration. Make your bold declaration. Make your bold declaration. Miracles are taking place right now. Change of thought is taking place right now. Precious name we are praying. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But as I'm coming after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He has the fan in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor, and we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. He will preserve the organs of the body. And born of every child with unquenchable fire. By the shot of this oil, every stranger tormenting you in your body shall be burned with unquenchable fire. In the name of Jesus. There shall be spiritual vacuum cleaning going on now. no chaff in your body will escape. Every chaff in your bone and your marrow shall be flushed out. Every chaff in your kidney and your liver shall be flushed out. Every chaff in your heart shall be flushed out. Every conception hindering chaff in your system shall be flushed out. Every mark of the wicked on any end of your life shall be wiped out. From now, no one troubles you. This mark of Jesus will remain intact on your life. In the name of Jesus. All that believe in the efficacy of this mystery, take a shot of this oil and celebrate Jesus. Amen. I release these bottles of anointing oil to establish your flourishing in hard times. It's a fresh oil has capacity to make us flourish in hard times. So be like a palm tree and keep scaling new heights like you said in Lebanon. So be fast and flourishing. And still bring forth fruit in old age. Therefore, by this fresh oil, I decree a seal of flourishing in hard times in your life. It supplies you and me the grace to keep doing what keeps a man flourishing. In the name of Jesus Christ. So anoint your homes. I'm getting there today. Anoint your business office places when they're together and expect a supernatural turnaround of the way you think, the way you speak, the way you see things. So shall it be for you. The good news is your longing for a change of story is finally settled. Cover your bottles and lift up your two hands and give God thanks for an awesome time in His presence. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. And give Him praise. Give Him glory. And give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Would you join me to give Jesus the biggest hand of praise? Amen. Please get seated. We do two things at the same time. We shall be receiving the annual Shiloh sacrifice. The altar of sacrifice is ordained as the altar of a turnaround. When the Lord turned again the capital of Zion, we were like them that dream. There was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Became an amazement to the world around us. And saying the Lord has done great things for them, and we respond without any shame. God has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O God, as the streams in the south. And then he defines what the sacrifice is. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless return with his turnaround package. The word weeping there does not mean crying. It's bearing a costly seed bearing a costly seed in his hand. There are many people today that your sacrifice will provoke a sworn blessing. When God swears a blessing, that's the end of man's struggle. Your sacrifice today will provoke a sworn blessing. Chapter 22 of Genesis and verse 16. God said, by myself have I sworn. Have I sworn? For because thou hast done this thing, there's a thing you do that make God swear. And I thought we heard thy son, the only son, that aim blessing, I will bless you. And the multiplying, I will multiply thy seed at the south of heaven, and at the sun which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of your enemies. The enemy will have no effect on their lives. I would rather their enemies helplessly helpless. Somebody is going to encounter a sworn blessing from this ground that you'll be talking about all the days of your life. Some will be talking about all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I had a rebuke from the Lord in the course of Shiloh. And you may think you should know that before, but I didn't. I'm not asking people to give because I have a need. I'm only asking them to give so I can meet their needs. Did you get it? I'm not asking people to give because I have a need. God has no need. I'm only asking them to give so I can meet their needs. We have needs. We have needs. Beyond money, beyond material stuff, we have needs. We have need for protection. We have need for health and vitality. We have need for favor from God. We have need. It was early morning Shiloh prayer hour. I'm not asking them to give because I have need. No. I'm asking them to give so I can meet their needs. So expect all your needs to be met. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. We saw what provokes that. Now you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again, unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruits that may abound to your account. But I have all, and I abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Therefore, my God
shall supply all your needs. So, if you don't start from 15 and you jump 4 to 19, that's 419. What triggers 19 came from 15. And the final trigger came from 17. A sacrifice. 18, sorry. Well pleased and acceptable to God. Therefore, thy God shall supply all your needs. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. All your needs. Material, social, spiritual, shall be supplied from this altar of sacrifice. Now, because God is never in need, He demands our willingness to make our sacrifice acceptable. All of Shiloh sacrifice this year is going into the Ark project. So we are not behind in any bill, and we are not concerned about the next bill. So don't get me wrong, I'm telling you the true truth. The very true truth. The true truth of the truth. And God said to me, I'm not asking them to give to meet my needs. I'm asking them to give so I can meet their needs. That's why it demands willingness for your sacrifice to be acceptable. Exodus chapter 35 and verse 4 and 5. God speaking to Moses, through Moses to them, he said, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Everyone that is willing, with a willing heart, let him bring an offering. Willing heart, bring. No willing heart, don't bother. Praise God. Awesome God. God of heaven is my witness. There is zero apprehension on the completion. Zero, and I'm telling you the truth. But people have been eager. Let's be part of it. Let's be part of it. We're receiving amazing things. Can I tell you this? The first thing that came in here for the ark was $1 million. Amen. Not from America. $1 million from whom? One of our churches, not even Lagos. He said, the Lord just spoke to me. I want to say, see the $1 million. The next one that came was $1 billion. You can't beat God when He commands a project. So joyfully, willingly, be part of it. And I said, the Lord, what will happen? He said, tell them to come in to the ark. Tell them, come in to the ark. The flood is coming. Tell them, come in to the ark. You and your family will be secured. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Lift up your sacrifice before the Lord and present it with all your heart. I'm coming into the ark with this sacrifice. I'm coming into the ark with this my sacrifice. Somebody needs to commit his business today. I'm coming into the ark with this sacrifice against the oncoming flood. Against the oncoming flood, the judgment of this wicked world. I'm coming to the ark with this sacrifice, Jesus. I'm willingly doing so. I'm joyfully doing so. I'm willingly doing so. I'm joyfully doing so. Let me wear pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' precious name, we have special account for this ARC project. And I think they must be on there on the screen, are they? Can you put it, please, if they are not there? As many as are willing, read chapter 35 of Exodus and verse 21 and 22. And they came. As many as were willing hearted, they offered unto the Lord. And even they offered over an offering of gold to the Lord. It's a song. The good news is you are entering this ark of safety against the oncoming flood. Take your business along. Your business is entering into this ark of safety against the oncoming flood. Minister, take your ministry along. Into the ark. Your ministry is entering into this ark of safety against the oncoming flood. In the name of Jesus. The same ease with which we run becomes the same ease your life will keep running. The same pressure-free nature of our advancement and enlargement, the same way you'll be going forward without stress and strain. The same way we are immune to debt and indebtedness, in the same way indebtedness ceases in your life. The widow of Zarephath gave one seed. And fed on it 3.5 years. Fed on one seed for 3.5 years. For years, you'll be feeding on it. I presented the sacrifice to the Lord, and he said to me, my son, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. It may not go from you. And I declared it. You know, I don't hide anything. Go tell me, I tell you. My son, if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. That touched his heart. It went into his heart. My son, even if you don't be rich, it's too late. Today, what is thought impossible in your life is now made possible. It's now made possible. It's now made possible. It's now made possible. One day I saw me write off €27,000 at the airport to help somebody out of his health crisis. My son, even if you don't be rich, it's too late. When you come under, it's one blessing, it shows. You come under, it's one blessing, it's what? You are coming under that one blessing by your sacrifice today. So it's a lifeline. In case you are not prepared for it, you have the line already where you can push in your sacrifice as you are willing and as you are cheerful. God is not in need. He will never need a helper. He wants to help you. He wants to help me. You have gotten it this morning. In the name of Jesus. Now, I declare your sacrifice acceptable to God. By this sacrifice, may you secure his one blessing. May you secure his one blessing. May you secure his one blessing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. At the same time, it's done. It's done. Now, you came in with your mantles. Call it your handkerchiefs. It's now going to return as a prophetic mantle. Every special miracle at work in Paul was in that material. As this Shiloh 23 mantle touches that handkerchief in your hand, it's turned to a prophetic mantle. Whatever clears the way for your prophet, we clear the way for you. Whatever answer to your prophet, we answer to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything needs your faith to connect with. May your faith come alive in this. A dead body was struck with the mantle. It came back to life. Somebody struck his bed. Evil burns came out of the place. One of my sons tied the mantle around his neck in the historical Ethiopian airline crash. He was the only one that was exempted without his crash. The plane broke to two before him. The mantle of the prophet exempted him. This shall exempt you from all evil. You are on board the flight, it's declared safe. You are on the road, you will not survive a crash. You are on the sea, your boat will not drown. No domestic accident. No breaking in of robbers. Some armed robbers are having a field day one time in Abuja, and then they look up and saw the banner of our WSF center. Ah, okay, Baba is here. They turn off. The next house, they shot somebody in the eye. Devastations on the streets, but they turn off. Evil will turn off from you. Evil will turn off from you. Your Jordan will give way. Your Jordan will give way. Your Jordan will give way. Your promise land become a reality. Your love flow with me and honey becomes a reality. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, can I tell you this? We send this to all of our churches around the world. All of our churches around the world. All of our churches around the world. The same unction, the same anointing, the same grace. So get set. Something's breaking forth in your life. Now, many of you, as you place that mantle after touching with your own in 1 second, you pass to the next person. The same motion has gone in there. You put it on your head. You will know it immediately. You put it on any part of your body that is misbehaving, it will set you on the spot. In the name of Jesus. Wave it to heaven and say, I believe. I'm returning from here. I'm returning from here with the mouth of the prophet. in my hand. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Please let the ministers come. Please, guest speaker. Please, guest speaker. Ushers, Lord Service Group responsible, go ahead and take the Shiloh sacrifice already raised. While at the same time, the ministers are coming on board to pass the mantle to every segment and every spot in this place, all in a GB. It will be done at a speed beyond anyone's imagination. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So ushers, go ahead, collect the Shiloh sacrifice. Now, in the precious name of Jesus, this mantle goes forth already blessed to transmit the prophetic unction upon this commission through this material to deliver after the same manner. It is done. In Jesus' name. It is done. In the name of Jesus. Simple instruction. Touch this with the one in your hand. Pass it to the next. Don't rub this one on your body. It's not necessary. It's the same unction that's flowing through. In Jesus' name. Amen. The choir ministers will carry on with the two stuff at the same time. The offering, the Shiloh sacrifice is being collected. And then the mantle is being passed. Put your faith on the line. Don't wander around, please. Don't wander around. Put your faith on the line. You are taking a treasure from here. Don't let it be turned to a trash in your hand. You are taking a treasure from here. Don't let it be turned to a trash in your hand. Give it to him. They know where they're going. Everybody knows where they're going. Thank you, Jesus. The battery is flowing. No distraction. No distraction. No distraction. Stay focused. It's your turn at last. Stay focused. Don't be entertained by the happening. Be connected. 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 Don't be entertained by the happenings. Be connected. Be connected. Be connected. You are holding the treasure in your hand. It must answer. It must answer. It must answer. Go ahead. Minister to the Lord.
I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him fighting my battle. I can see him giving me my miracle. He will do what he says he will. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see you.
Thank you.
lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Move those things here, please. Move them here. Swearing them to them. Move them here, please. Move them here, please. Move them here. Lift up your two hands. Thank God for the encounter this morning. Would you give Him thanks, give Him glory, give Him praise? In Jesus' precious name we are praying. The rod did not walk in the hand of Gehazi. This will walk in your hand. Grace to maintain a pure heart that makes it work. Receive it right now. Your sacrifices have come on before the altar of the Lord, and it's gone forth to Him in heaven. In the name of Jesus, the evidence will be clear on the earth. The day I knew that Christ is the one that receives sight in heaven, it reinforced my commitment. It's not a church transaction. It's an heavenly transaction. Can I hear your amen? Sacrifice answers in heaven, not on earth. It was from heaven that God spoke to Abraham. First time, second time. Our voice came from heaven, first time. Came from heaven, second time. On the altar of sacrifice. Our voice came from heaven for the man called Solomon. Ask what I shall give you. Your sacrifice has touched my heart. Your sacrifice that you made on this earth today will answer in heaven for you. It will be your change of story you have been longing for. Someone will hit some strange favor this coming week. And it's starting from now. Your enemies will come bowing to you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever could not be able to stop this church from advancing will not stop you from advancing. Your change of levels will be for life. The path of the justified is a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. Your path will keep shining more and more to the end of time. May your love for Jesus never go down. May your dedication to Christ never go off. May you receive grace to remain on God's side for life. May you be able to remain on God's side for life. In the name of Jesus. You never know weakness again. You never know weakness again. Some are not sick, but they are not well. I mean, they wake up, but they wake up with nothing inside. They appear dizzy every moment. In the name of Jesus, every form of sickness and weakness that follows you to Shiloh is dropped off finally. God will start surprising you from now. God will start surprising you from now. In the name of Jesus. Prophetically, you have entered the ark. The flood has no more power over you. You have entered the ark, and the flood of evil of the hour has no more power over your life. No more power over your family. No more power over your business and career. No more power over your health. In the name of Jesus. For all fellow co-laborers, ministers of the gospel from all over the places that are here, in the name of Jesus, your ministry takes a new turn. You have seen grace before, you start seeing greater grace from now. You have seen grace before, you start seeing greater grace from now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever grace you converted from here, returns back home with you. Whatever grace you converted from here, returns back home with you. For all our workers, be blessed in the Lord. You are on duty 24/7, be blessed of the Lord. You kept the various camps around the world open, you'll be blessed of the Lord. We have some locations that have 14,000 people, 15,000 people across the nation. Awesome God. Millions gathering to the glory of His name. Yet, everything went in order. Every worker in this place, your life will never go out of order. God, that to start without anybody recognizing you as a person, will reward you openly. I'm talking to all service group units. I'm talking to sanctuary keepers. I'm talking to protocol. I'm talking to security. I'm talking to ushers, the deacons assembly. Every one of you that stood to serve God in this holy global convocation, you will flourish in this hard time supernaturally. And as we go from here, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the enviable army that's rising, in Joel chapter 2, your place will not be missing. As God begins to enthrone His people, you'll be on His list. Your days of servitude are over. Your days of slavery are over. Slavery to sin is over. Slavery to career is over. Slavery to business is over. Your days of liberty are finally here. No part of your life shall be left out. In Jesus' name. To all who have traveled from far and near to any of our locations, you are returning back safely. You are returning back with your good news in your hand. No one will ask you, where are you going? You are getting back safely. You're getting back gloriously. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now be assured of the Lord with the spirit of faith at work in you, that every item of your expectation is delivered for a testimony. And they begin to deliver from now. Beginning from today. They start to deliver from now. Beginning from today. They start to deliver from now. Beginning from today. In the name of Jesus. Now please know, for anyone who may want to give any material thing, dispose of them yourself. And bring the money to God. We are not marketers. Dispose of those items by yourself, and then according to scriptures, you take the money to the far place where you can carry it to. Can I hear your amen? So don't drop things here, so we don't waste them, please. We don't waste them. Every gift of God should be jealously guarded. You are giving out of what God gave you, so it shouldn't be trashed. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? So don't bring vehicles here. Don't bring another property here. Dispose of them. And then you bring the proceeds as you may be willing. As you may be willing. Praise God. I hope that is clear. Thank you, Jesus. Can I assure you that your one naira sacrifice that is to God a sacrifice will answer the same way? Now, If I gave 50 naira as sacrifice in those days, angels would be dancing. Because I didn't have it. God knows what you put in your hand. Don't get yourself choked. That man gave two mites, and God said, gave the greatest. Whatever is a sacrifice you have to drop today, we answer with an open heaven blessing. Somebody walked barefoot at home in one shilo and came down here with a brand new car the following shilo. That's what she had. In the name of Jesus, every true sacrifice you drop, we put laughter back in your mouth. Don't say, I wish I could drop 10,000. Don't wish, just drop what you can drop. As God has blessed everyone, even so, let him give. Borrowing to give is not wisdom. As God has blessed everyone, so let him give. I'm glad to let you know that your 10 naira sacrifice has answered in heaven. Your $1 sacrifice has gone to heaven. And the answer will be visible on the earth. Somebody excited? Now, 10 naira may be a sacrifice at where you are. 10,000 will never be a sacrifice at where somebody else is. So it's as God has blessed everyone. May whatever you give unto the Lord on this sacrificial altar be acceptable as a sacrifice before the Lord. May you succeed to secure a sworn blessing from it. So watch out for his voice that always returns on the altar of sacrifice. Watch out for it. Solomon gave it in the day, God appeared in the night. Watch out for his voice. It will speak to you of what he has in store for you. It will give you an open ticket, an open check, and say, what exactly do you want? Because your sacrifice has ascended to me. Expect to see that, and that's what you will see. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise, everybody. Amen. Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Give him thanks. It has happened. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Everyone alive today shall be alive and well at Shiloh 2024. No one shall be buried in your household. Everyone on a sick bed today comes bouncing out by the power of God. No, we bury any of their children. You will not bury your grandchildren. You will live long together with your spouse. You will still bring forth fruit in old age. In the name of Jesus. Shiloh 2024 is December 10 to 15. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In all our churches worldwide, tomorrow is our Shiloh special Thanksgiving service. It shall be awesome because you are returning with harvest of testimony. You are returning with your harvest of testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Now, we are going to minister to the content of the Ark of Testimonies. This prophetic picture is to secure testimonies in return for your itemized expectations. Your itemized expectations. I'd like the minister to please come and pick the vessels of oil and let us anoint the content of this ark. For the usher required to turn every item into testimonies. How many agree that their own item is turned into testimonies? Do you believe that? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands and begin to thank God for turning every item on your expectation list into instant testimonies. Instant testimonies. Undeniable testimonies. Instant testimonies. Instant testimonies. Undeniable testimonies. Instant testimonies. Undeniable testimonies. Instant testimonies. Undeniable testimonies. In Jesus' name, as the content of this ark of testimony is being anointed, every item is turned to a testimony. Pray in the spirit, everybody, as we do that. Lerobele ke redia shekalo e pla ple krektenoria. It's done. Every item in the ark is turned to a testimony. And it's beginning right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe also his prophet, and so shall you prosper. Whatever is declared concerning your item is delivered for a testimony right now. Your own is delivered right now. It begins to answer beginning from now. As you depart from this service, you'll be receiving messages. Before the day is over, your turnaround message has come. All through now till the end of the year, you are receiving messages. There shall be no carryover of any of those items. Every item listed is finally settled for a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Only good news from you. Between now and Shiloh 2024, only good news from you. Only good news from your family. Only good news from the works of your hand. Only goodness from your walk with God. Only goodness concerning your spiritual life. Only goodness concerning your family. Only goodness concerning your children. Only goodness concerning the works of your heart. You'll be hearing congratulations all the way. Nobody will say sorry to you all. in the name of Jesus. To God be all the glory. Help me give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.